A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Saturday afternoons. All right. Damn, I'm a good singer. Texans, Chargers, 3:30, Saturday.
Tour.
I'm trying to get there, Joe. I'm trying to get there. Texans still home dogs to a Los Angeles Chargers team that the last time they were in the playoffs lost a game that Trevor Lawrence threw four interceptions in the first quarter.
Yeah, they don't have a great history, but like I think we assumed things were going to change for the better with D'Amico. With your history as a franchise, and that things are going to go better, and now we're 2 years in, it feels like it's mostly the same. The Chargers are getting a lot of benefit of the doubt going into this weekend that they're not going to charge her. Because it's just what the organization's done forever.
Chargers going to charge her.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, whether it's Rivers or Breeze or someone else.
What
it doesn't
city
matter.
They're playing in.
Yeah, what city they're playing on, who their coach is going to be. The Chargers are going to charge her. So they're getting the benefit of the doubt for sure that Harbaugh is fixing those things.
And if the Chargers are going to charge her, it would stand to believe that the Texans, 3-point home dogs per mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, would Texan. And you know what Texan's going to Texan means?
Winning?
Not what you think. Because they're 5-2 in the wild card round. They're 5-2 in that 3:30 Saturday slate. Like they win this game.
Yeah. Like that's Texaning.
That is our destiny. It's the next round where things generally get bad. So, despite everybody looking at the Chargers and thinking, maybe there's some people I think that's like, well, there's still the Chargers. They could charger it up. I would say for the most part, nobody believes in the Houston Texans on Saturday.
Yeah, we haven't seen like the official, you know, playoff prediction rollouts start to come through yet from ESPN and Fox and all these different websites. As we sure, what are you going to guess, 90%, 95%?
I bet there will be very few people who pick the Texans in the picks segment of all the pregame shows this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that J.J. Watt might be the lone man on a lot of these shows that picks the Texans to win. I just don't. And that's the Texans are just not a great football team this year. And the way they're playing at the end of the season, what everyone saw on Christmas Day, a lot of that is the fact that for people, like, even though Rex Ryan, it's their job to watch the NFL and talk about the NFL, probably the only times they've watched the Texans is their, you know, that those 3 weeks in a row they were on Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night football, and Christmas Day, and maybe the Chiefs game. That's five pretty mediocre performances for the Texans this year. So that's all they're basing it on. So no one's going to pick them.
I think you're right. I would like J.J. Watt to pick them. But since this is an ESPN game, I doubt he will get the chance to, seeing as he's with the CBS crew. Their first game isn't until Sunday. We'll see if anything changes as far as that Monday game. The Rams and the Vikings due to the Fire-nados that are taking place in Los Angeles, or if things have been affected for the Chargers on that front. Haven't seen anything new about the Chargers' practices being affected, but you would have to imagine that is definitely a massive pain in the ass for the Chargers and obviously a massive risk for the safety and well-being of so many people living in the greater Los Angeles area. We do hope that they are doing well. It is truly terrible. Some of the sites that I'm seeing, I can't believe, like, places on the actual water are catching a blaze and going up in flames and being reduced to nothing. But nobody believes in the Houston Texans. How do they feel about it? This is what D'Amico Ryans had to say about negative comments, courtesy of one Rex Ryan, who said that the Chargers have a bye week Saturday. Here's what D'Amico had to say when asked about those comments.
It doesn't matter. If anybody gives us a shot, it really doesn't matter to me. At the end of the day, when the ball is kicked off, it's who's the best football team right on Saturday. And that's where our focus is, on playing really good football. Everybody have an opinion about us one way or the other, but outside opinion really doesn't drive what we do here internally. Like, our guys put the work in. They know what we're about. We know what we're about. So it really doesn't matter to me on all the outside noise.
So something like that is not even like bulletin board material? It's just...
For me, it's something like that. What does it do? Does it make you play harder because somebody said that? Does it change? Like, we play hard anyway. Like, we're going to bring our style of football, our brand of football, on Saturday, regardless or irregardless of what anyone's talking head's opinion is about us, right? So it really doesn't drive or doesn't change our approach one bit.
I know he's saying that publicly, that it doesn't matter. I hope that he is lying to us and that that is not the case behind the scenes, because I think you got to find something to get a little more out of this team. I understand that a playoff game should buy just automatically. It should automatically give the Texans a little bit more of a reason to play, of a reason to show up. But that has not been something they've done regularly this season.
Yeah, you don't think that if the Texans win on Saturday, that in DeMeco's post-game press conference or in post-game locker room speech, he's going to talk about the haters and the doubters and no one believes in us?
Irregardless of the outcome.
Like, you know it's coming.
It's the fact he said regardless and then corrected it to irregardless.
Listen, I'm not going to hate on him because I there have been times where I've wondered, wait, why do those two words exist and they mean the exact same thing?
No, it you're right, Paul. It doesn't mean anything. But if I'm looking for reasons to get fired up and then I have my coach going, regardless, irregardless of whatever, whatever. It's like all of this stuff where I want to get, you know, if he got out there and be like, they're counting us out. Good. We like it that way. Da da da. Instead, he's like, we always play hard. We're not going to play any harder. Which, yes, okay, I get it. But can we at least, like, this is where you need a little bit of wrestling promo. You need to, like, sell the fan base to get fired up.
Especially when the last time you played at NRG Stadium on national TV, you pooped your pants.
Yeah, like, who's... Like the one percenters of one percenters that are ecstatic about the game this weekend, that think like everything's gonna go perfectly fine and dandy and sunshine and rainbows and throw them H's up.
There's very few people who I think are operating that way. I think there's a nervous energy at best from even the most optimistic of Texans fans. But like, hey man, you don't need bulletin board material. That's fine. Don't tell me you're gonna play hard no matter what when you got your ass kicked on Christmas.
They might have played hard.
They did not. They did not play hard in that game.
They just played terrible.
They looked like zombies in that game. And don't give me the 3 games in 11 days. The Ravens are dealing with that too.
Yeah. I'll tell you, like, one of the texters said it, what I said yesterday too, that it would be a smart bet to take the Texans. When everyone is zigging, you should zag. I'm picking the Texans to win on Saturday. I don't know why.
Just because of that?
I'm going to be the one. I'm just going to be the one. Like, if someone's got to do it at this station, why not me?
But
why not us?
The bees will do it.
If you're going to make the pick so that we can isolate the video to prove that you made the pick.
Oh, I'll have better reasoning tomorrow.
Pat yourself on the back.
I'm just already declaring.
You'll have to script it out like Pat McAfee when he's making a pick on game day, when he's like turning back to the crowd and like trying to fire them up. That's what you need. You need to bring that.
Send me to my Twitter account at Joe George Radio if you have video of the H's up tradition, so I can try to replicate it in the studio.
Yeah, we got to figure out what the H's up.
Whatever it
is,
I'll do it tomorrow on the show.
I've truly never heard of it, but hey, if it exists, it exists. So DeMeco Ryans, the noise doesn't really matter. The negativity doesn't really matter. Here's what C.J. Stroud had to say about the doubters, the naysayers.
The noise is always going to be there. You know, it's always, you know, it's part of sports, always evident in the sport. And they said the same thing about us last year, you know, so playing the Browns. And I'm not saying it's last year, but, you know, we went out there and we did what we had to do to win. And that's ultimately what the playoffs come down to is, like, you know, it's 14 teams now and, you know, the microscope is on you. You know, we're the first team to kick it off with the Chargers, and, you know, so everybody has their own opinions, which they're entitled to have those things. So, you know, I really don't mind. I mean, it's part of it. You know, guys are smart. They probably can see film and see that, you know, whatever they want to see. So, and for us, we know we have faith in what we can do and know, you know, that we're motivated to play. I kind of like being an underdog. I've been an underdog a lot of my life and my career, so it's actually comfortable for me. So, but, yeah, I don't really think too much about it.
Did they say this about them last year? Because they did have that ugly loss to the Jets in December where CJ gets concussed. They lost the game Christmas Eve to the Browns. They got smoked in that game. There was a stretch where, I mean, they looked like a team that was working with a crapped out engine maxing out at 40 miles per hour on the highway with their hazard lights on. But then they played that game against the Colts. They eked it out. It did take a Colt drop on a 4th-and-1 late where, for whatever reason, Jonathan Taylor wasn't on the field for them to ultimately win and then win the AFC South on the last game, last day of the year. They also got some help from the Jacksonville Jaguars, which was a big thing to happen the very next day. So, look, they've been doubted. Were they doubted last year on the level they are now?
I don't believe so. I mean, the Vegas number is the same almost. They were 2.5-point underdogs to the Browns last year at home. So that's very similar, if not exactly the same of what it is right now. I think there was a belief that the Browns were the better team because of the defense. The thing was that I don't think anyone still believed in, like, no one really believed in Joe Flacco. So that's why I don't think the Texans were doubted to, like, the extent they are now.
Because Joe Flacco threw for, like, 300-something yards when they played the Texans. Like, with that, that's part of it, is that the Texans got smoked by the Browns team, like, a few weeks before that.
It wasn't just the Texans' offense not being there because there was no C.J. Stroud. It was also the Browns' offense looked good that game.
And I remember that there's that clip from the McAfee show when Stroud was on the McAfee show, like, the day before the game.
Yep.
Where McAfee was saying, like, yeah, you know, you guys, like, I think he was like, Stephen A. said, you guys don't have a chance. And he was like, what? Stephen A. said that? Oh, okay. That's cool. And, like, that was, like, a small rallying cry of and then after the game being like, he knew. That's the Mamba mentality from CJ Stroud.
He
so
Kobe.
Yeah, there was like, they were underdogs last year, but I don't know if anyone said that the Browns had a bye week. I don't know if anyone was that extreme.
And it was just Rex Ryan.
If you hear everyone else talk about him,
is Rex Ryan up for a contract extension? Is that why he's trying to be the head coach of the New York Jets? And on top of that, saying that the Texans are a bye week on Saturday.
He did say he's the best candidate for the job. So.
I don't know what he's angling for, but he's angling. Either.
He's angling for something, and I don't think it's necessarily the Jets coaching.
He's had a big, 48 hours?
Yeah.
He's had his name out there.
I think that there's people who definitely were not believers. Yeah, because this would be like,
Bull-leavers.
Yeah, bull-leavers.
Texans are bulls. Hell yeah, Bassmaster.
I like that. Bull-leavers.
There we go.
I'm a bull-leaver.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. 25 years of this franchise. First time we thought about bull-leavers.
Believe someone has to hold up that sign. Believe for their home game.
I believe.
Do we have any
Ultimate Warrior?
Do we have any paper? Like any like big like poster boards here? Sharpies?
Well, you can't
probably somewhere.
No, I just don't want to do. That's a waste of my time.
Let's get Sam to do that.
It's a waste of my time to go to Target and do that.
Whoa!
But if we have the stuff here, I'll make one here and I'll take it to the game on Saturday. I'll say, I believe.
I love it.
And wear a Bulls hat. No, then people are thinking you're talking about Lonzo Ball and Kobe White.
Yeah. No.
I think we need a Texans themed come and take it flag. That's
yeah.
what we need.
Yeah, there's an Astros one. Mm-hmm. I've seen the Astros one.
Let's get a Texans-themed one. So the outside noise does not seem to be affecting D'Amico Ryans, does not seem to be affecting C.J. Stroud, but it does seem to be affecting Texans running back Joe Mixon.
A lot of national media saying, this is a bye week for the Chargers. Y'all are not ready. How do you all sound?
I mean, to be real, like, wait, who said that?
Rex Ryan said that this is a bye week for the Chargers.
Look, bro, I mean, I'm just here to let my helmet and shoulder pads do the talking. I'm not going to comment.
Hell yeah. Joe did not like that. Who said that? I like it.
Lay the wood. Drop your head.
I like that.
Don't protect yourself. Hurt somebody.
I wish that they were a little more pissed. I think one of the more frustrating things this year has been how often they've sounded indifferent when speaking with members of the media. And that isn't necessarily how they feel deep down. Everyone is coached these days to, one, say something that's not going to get them in trouble, two, say something that's not going to give bulletin board material to another team. But I do, to a degree, wish that there were short answers in response to questions about the people who were doubting them, because it would make me feel like, oh, okay, they're pissed.
Yeah, because like, you kind of hear like the annoyed smile, I would say.
I don't know,
like,
if it was annoyed.
But like they're kind of smiling as they're both talking, CJ and Mixon. Like, mm-hmm. like they're almost like, it's like they're entertained by the idea. Like,
well,
I don't know.
Joe, I think, was like, who said that?
Yeah.
Joe felt more like confused, like, wait, I missed this. Like when someone shows you a take, yeah, you're like, wait.
Like, wait, who? And I think Joe like thought, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna say anything, but I want to. CJ gave the political quarterback answer. DeMeco said we don't need stuff like this to play better, and I would argue they do.
Couldn't hurt.
They could use anything they need.
Use anything you possibly can. Like, I don't get that.
You know what we need? We need someone to put a microphone in Tim Settle's face.
Ooh, that's the guy.
I need Tim Settle.
That great is call. The guy.
And someone go up to Tim Settle's locker and say, Rex Ryan says you're a bye week. What do you think?
Ooh, yes. I'm even going to text Landry and Cody that right now.
Love it.
Please ask Tim Settle about
bye weeks.
Bye weeks.
About Rex Ryan calling the Texans a bye week.
That's
so disrespectful. That's like, we weren't even talking about like Indiana and SMU like that in the college playoff.
No. No. I don't think I've called any team the Texans have played this year a bye week.
That's like one of the meanest things you could say.
Yeah, it's
like especially if a playoff.
I don't think people said that about the teams that are like 7-9 that made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like no one said that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think they called Seattle a bye week when they were, you know, when, 7-9 but won the division.
When New Orleans played them, yeah.
Yeah. But that game proves anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
From a 713, a text, they don't need bulletin board material. They have CJ Stroud and God on their side. Hey.
That is true.
DeMeco
that is true. They have God on their side.
DeMeco thanked the Lord immediately after the win over the Tennessee Titans. That was the first thing he did.
I've never heard Justin Herbert thank the Lord.
Ooh.
I've never
California
never heard.
Heathen?
Is never
that,
heard of.
Is that where all the firestorms are happening? Right? I'm kidding.
That's and then you got the liar Jim Harbaugh as the other coach.
The liar Jim Harbaugh. Whoa. Why's he a liar?
Because it's being run all around today, this stupid story about how he claims he remembers his birth.
Yeah, he does probably.
I don't know what he remembers.
How would we know that he remembers it or doesn't remember it?
It's such a lie. It's such a weird thing to lie about and be so adamant about.
It feels like a curse.
I understand. I mean, at this point, he's just committed to the bit. He's like, I've said it. I'm sticking to it. I'm not changing.
Because he's done it. God, you don't like. He's a winner, man. He's been winning his whole life. He's just a peak male.
Well, he didn't really win anything until last year.
From the 832, I think if the Texans lose, it's time to take a hard look in the mirror and realize that the Texans are just the Cowboys of the AFC. No, because they're not part of the popular kids table.
And they go to more playoff appearances and win more playoff games.
Well, like they're more successful of late than the Cowboys. It's a low bar, but also like they're still not the popular kid.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're doing a lot of work. They've got a decent bod. Meanwhile, the popular kid got fat, and still more people care about the popular kid.
Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays of the NFL?
Oh, but they're not broke. And the stadium roof was fixable.
That's true.
They're like the Atlanta Hawks.
No, they're better than that.
Okay.
Their team, they have money.
I mean, the Hawks made the East Finals in 2021.
Yeah, Trey Young made the East Finals.
Something the Texans know nothing about.
That's true, too. See? So it can't be that. Mm. From the 713, as a Texans fan, I sure hope we shock the world. God, it's so sad that we're saying shock the world Saturday.
I think that's overstating it. Like, they are only 3-point underdogs.
It's not a shock the world Saturday?
It's not shock the world.
Okay.
If save the shock the world stuff for when they play Kansas City or Baltimore or Buffalo. Like, that will actually be shock the world stuff. They'll be a touchdown underdog against those teams.
Okay. This texter continues saying, in reality, I think we are what the world calls us, a tomato can. No, you're not a tomato can. You're better than a tomato can. The question is, how much better than a tomato can are you? Are you fancy tomato? Are you Marizano tomatoes in a can? Like, those are good tomatoes.
It's you're a tomato can that has a home game. You're it's going to be hard to come into the tomato can's house and smush it. Or I don't know, crush it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what tomato can. Beat it up.
It's a good question.
Like, why do you say tomato can?
I don't know.
What do you do with the tomato can?
You open it and you take out some.
Yeah, peel it.
Some fresh tomatoes.
So,
guys. Rex Ryan said the Texans are a bye week. No one on the Chargers has said anything yet. Hopefully the Chargers provide us a little bit of ammunition in the coming days. I doubt that they will because they are run by Jim Harbaugh. Past Chargers teams would.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Past Chargers teams talked a lot.
Yeah. Bosa and Khalil Mack would be running their mouths if Harbaugh was not.
I just mean like 06, 05, 07.
Yeah. Chris Chambers would have said something.
Yeah, those teams talked a lot, and then they fell on their faces in big moments. LaDainian Tomlinson talked a lot.
Yeah, he did. He did.
At least he was awesome.
Yeah, except for the AFC Championship game that he didn't play in while his quarterback played on a torn ACL. But no one remembers that because of the Chargers, and they have a smaller fan base than the one that's here in town.
Yeah, they do. And it's only going to get worse for them because, like, the Rams might win their playoff game this week and the Chargers might lose to the Texans, which is embarrassing, according to Rex Ryan.
It would be to a degree. I mean, to a degree. But listen, we need Tim Settle to rally the troops, okay?
Desperately.
The voice of the Houston Texans. He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glass. It's Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Washed Watch Wednesday. What's washed in the world of sports? Some thoughts on the Astros and Rockets. Stay tuned.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Gallant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
I have some good news for Texans and Chargers Saturday. Texans 3-point dogs per mybookie.ag, 330 NRG Stadium. Confirmed. There is an El Tiempo in section 118 of NRG Stadium and in section 138.
Oh.
Are there frozen margaritas? We will see. But I will be making a journalistic investigative trek down there to make sure that I can acquire a $78.33 El Tiempo margarita. Frozen. Will they have the Bregarita option?
Probably not. It's got to be gone.
It's not Minute Maid Park and Bregman is gone, but I'm curious. I'm going to ask. I'm going to be very difficult. I'll be a camera there. Is there a Bregarita? Can you get tahini and the Bregman sauce on the rib?
Text me when you go down there.
I will.
I don't know how I missed this. That's right next to our section.
That's huge.
I'm in 122.
This is huge.
So I'll join you for a margarita before the game or during the game.
There you go. Yeah, you're going
as a fan.
Season ticket holder.
Texas Swarm, baby.
Must be nice. Middle management joke.
He'll be throwing up the
ages. I didn't even put any credential request in for myself this weekend since I'm not going.
Mr. All About the Fun.
That's my dad's.
But we do have some bad news. We were asking, hey, maybe Tim Settle will be the one to hear about this Rex Ryan besmirching and say something in response. He is not speaking this week, I have learned, per one Cody Stutes of HoustonFootball.com. I'm pissed about that. I wanted to hear from Tim Settle. They must have known. They probably thought to themselves,
yeah,
Tim is somebody who might leave a bulletin board piece of material or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
That definitely is. You can talk after we win.
I imagine it'll be the professionalism all-stars that are talking for the Texans.
Yeah.
And Joe Mixon, who did a... I feel like Joe Mixon did a good job walking the line of... I think he conveyed the message of, oh, you think we're a bye week, while also keeping it respectful.
Yeah.
He kind of had to talk to the media. He is the whatever media man of the year.
Right. Oh, he is.
Yeah. He laughed when he got it.
Wow, good guy of the year?
Yeah.
It's such a goofy award.
It's so goofy.
Where did they get the trophy from? Like
from the Writers Association.
Yeah, no, they're
Justin's.
I don't think they're getting it from the Writers Association. I think they're getting it from Justin's. I that's the trophy store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they make like the class ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how much those things cost.
Dumbest thing we do in media is that.
Good guy award.
It's so lame. It's so unnecessary.
It's our way of giving back.
Of the yeah. Houston.
Saying thank you.
He's the president, DJ, of the Pro Football Writers Houston chapter. So we'll definitely
make a note.
We'll talk to him on Tuesday.
Yeah, if next week is an off-season episode, we can talk about the good guy of the year and his presidency, how it's going, if he needs any super PAC to stay up there. Maybe Tim Settle remembered what he had to say before the Chiefs game where he implied, hey, I'm coming, and then he missed the tackle against Patrick Mahomes as he ran for a touchdown.
With his ankle injury?
Yeah. Yeah, Mahomes' ankle looked fine. Yeah. He ran for like 30 yards the first drive of that game. So there you go. All right. It's 2:30 on a Wednesday. It's time for a little something that we like to call Washed Watch Wednesday. Who's washed in the world of sports? Joe knows. Hit it.
We all know something or someone that's washed.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
From dating apps.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
To Skip Bayless.
It's my turn.
To Scott Boras. It's time to find out who's on Washed Watch on Gallant and George.
Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft belong on this list. I mean, I know it wasn't the best before Tom, but then he has to, you know, he hires Mayo, then immediately fires him. Does Robert Kraft belong on this list?
I think the fact that they knew this was a bad hire early on is good, but the decision-making process to hire him, certainly not a good one. I think when it comes to what they do next, they have to get Mike Vrabel. If they don't end up with Mike Vrabel, this could be very messy, and it will mean the Patriots are, once again, like the rest. The thing that they have going for them right now is that compared to those other jobs available right now, Raiders, Jaguars, Jets, Bears, and
Saints,
they are the bell of the ball.
What about Ben Johnson? You wouldn't be okay with Ben Johnson?
I don't want Ben Johnson.
Okay.
No, I think you need somebody who's been a head coach before. I think there is crash out, as the kids say, potential with Ben Johnson because, I mean, we haven't seen him as a head coach before. He is the offensive mastermind, and sometimes the offensive mastermind ends up being Josh McDaniels. He seems... Considering he has been talked about as a potential head coach for a couple of years without taking a gig, in the eyes of some, like Adam Gase. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was very hyped up. Oh, yeah.
I'm aware.
Oh, yeah.
I'm well aware of Adam Gase.
Forgot he was the coach there. forgot about that.
Those bug eyes.
Yeah. So, Adam Gase, Ben Johnson... Is that the craziest comparison? Because everyone loved Gase for a couple of years. They probably should have thought about, hey, wait, he's with Peyton Manning. This is maybe why he's doing as well as he's doing. But that's why I'd pick Vrabel over Ben Johnson. Vrabel just has to find a good offensive coordinator, and my nomination would be Arthur Smith. I don't know if you're allowed to take a lateral move from the Steelers to the Patriots, but if I'm Mike Vrabel, I'm trying to do that. And I think the real question about what's washed with Bob Kraft, the idea of Bob Kraft being cheap, he needs to wash it off of himself.
Yeah.
Because they did not have a lot of money that they were willing to spend after moving on from Belichick and now moving on from Gerard Mayo to give Mayo an actually good assistant coaching staff. His assistants were bad. Like, they got their 12th choice at offensive coordinator.
Also on Wash Watch, requesting coaches. My list here, okay? Raiders, 3. Patriots have requested 4 coaches. The Jags and the Saints have both requested 9. The Jets have requested 14.
Okay.
After recent reports of Cliff Kingsbury being requested by the Bears, including their failed attempt at Mike McCarthy, I've got them at 16 coaching requests.
Woo! Hell yeah.
First place.
Those are washed.
Wouldn't that suck if you're Ryan Poles and you're doing all these interviews and then they hire a guy and then they fire you?
They hire Ben Johnson, who's like, fire this man.
That would be brutal. To have you go all that.
Because you got
to
do all that work. Now, at the very least, the Bears are doing it on Zoom.
Yes, that's true.
So,
well, some of them. The ones who are still coaching.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I think Brable's there today. Okay, so my phone died this morning. Wouldn't turn on. Really, really annoyed by that. So I went and bought a new phone.
You did?
I went and bought a new phone today. I was at the Galleria.
What'd you get?
I got the iPhone 16 Pro.
Whoa.
I know.
I
didn't realize we were already up to a 16. Well, they still traded my phone in, which was nice, and gave me a good amount of chunk change for that.
I got an 11 because I'm a man of the people.
Wow.
And I'm 11 out of 10.
One of my least favorite things happened.
Look at this stash.
It's pretty great.
Thank you.
I still think she's going all with the gray, but one of my least favorite things happened at the Apple store, though.
What happened? Did you have somebody that had different colored hair and ear gauges and a nose ring?
The security guard was like at the table next to me, and he was just playing music on his phone without headphones. And then it happened. And this morning I also had to take my wife's car into the shop because she had a recall. And someone, while I was waiting for my Uber to pick me up, was doing the same thing. Is common courtesy swashed?
It is.
Scumbags. Buy headphones. Especially the guy at the Apple store, man. Like, you're in an Apple store. Yeah. You can't get a discount on AirPods, like, while you're there.
Even, like, the connected ones.
Yeah. AirPods are expensive, but you can get the headphones I wear to the gym, you can get those on Amazon for, like, $15, and they're Bluetooth, and they have 8 hours of battery life. I mean, yeah, it's definitely accessible for everybody to have some set of headphones, whether wired or unwired. I totally agree with you here. Common courtesy does seem to be, though, out the window in a post-pandemic world.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people got used to doing whatever they want. Hopefully the pendulum is swinging back in the other direction, but that is an annoying one. It's worse on a plane where there's nowhere to go.
I think they should take your device on a plane.
They should have a penalty box at a plane. In a plane.
I felt bad because Joseph was using my parent. Like, my mom brought an iPad when we flew to Chicago last time, so he could watch it on the plane. And I was terrified that he wasn't going to use headphones because he had never used them before, and he somehow did. And I was like, I don't want to be that guy on the plane where it's my kid that's listening to Bluey on full alert. 409 Josh asks, is Lincoln Riley on Washed Watch? I think, yeah. USC's kind of fallen flat.
I mean, they had the big win against the Aggies, though. Saved his job.
Yeah.
I mean, the Aggies single-handedly kept Lincoln Riley coaching.
The fact that, he hasn't been interviewed by the Bears yet kind of makes me feel like he's washed.
They have interviewed literally every coach ever. Christopher Soriano on YouTube says people taking their dogs into the grocery store should be washed. I agree.
Yeah.
No, dog and non-dog places. Sorry, this isn't your house. That falls into the pandemic thing.
Oh, I'm Kirk Herbstreit. I'm allowed to bring my dog into the grocery store.
Yeah. I'm a bad person with this take because I think even send someone else to the grocery store if you need the dog.
You're not a bad person at all. People are
unless you're literally blind. Leave the dog at home.
Yeah, legitimate service dogs, stuff like that. You're good.
Yeah.
Not talking about you. I'm talking about people that are just bringing their
emotional
their shih tzu
support
to the HEB.
Emotional support dog and down. Just pet. Not allowed.
Yeah.
Banned.
Julian has a thought on common courtesy at 713-780-3776. Julian, yo.
What's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me on. So I drive all over the country, right? Doesn't matter where you are, guys. People are always going to be on speakerphone. And the music thing, you can, so every night I end up at a Pilot because I get showered free. And at any given time, it doesn't matter what time I'm taking a shower, there's somebody that has a radio in the shower, and they act like it's a concert, and it's crazy. Like, the common courtesy is gone. You walk into the grocery store, someone's on speakerphone. And you know what I do? I'm just jackass. I'll just jump into conversation. This is none of your business. Well, how about you get off the damn speakerphone?
I like it. That's a funny move. Just to jump into the conversation.
Yeah, why not jump into the conversation? Yeah. Just add a little extra to it. I will say there's nothing quite like listening to something in the shower. I have one of those little Bluetooth speakers that I put in my shower to listen to things when I'm in there. There's no real solution. I don't think you're supposed to wear the Bluetooth headphones in the shower. I'm assuming that they get washed up. Maybe probably the exercise good ones work, but I'm guessing you can't. But yeah, if you're a truck driver, you've had a long drive and you're at the Pilot J or wherever, and you're getting to shower and there's somebody playing the radio, that would suck. And I'm sure the music on the radio isn't very good either.
Yeah. Did you guys have the dorms in college where, like, it was like open showers?
I didn't stay at that dorm.
Yeah, I didn't have it either. But like, I would imagine like in college it's even worse because you probably have like people like competing.
Yeah. To be the biggest,
like, for like the biggest, yeah, like the loudest music.
You know what you should do, Julian? You can use this. Play the ESPN 97.5 app.
Yeah,
or the podcast. Just have some Gallant and George going in the shower.
That's what Christopher Sturiano does. He says he listens to Gallant and George in the shower.
Nice.
Hell yeah, dude!
Make sure to wash your legs. Some people don't. Just make sure you get down there.
Got it.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a funny thing to say.
Just as you're doing it. As you're listening right now, you know, just bend down, wash your feet.
Just pee on them like you're Moises Alou. Don't work. Ugh. What?
It's just gross.
Why? It's completely sanitary.
I disagree. Peeing on your hands?
It's sterile.
I feel like it should
it
be
is
washed.
Sterile. That so that means washed. It's clean.
I heard from Dodgeball that it's sterile.
Watch, peeing on your hands.
Yeah, why do we got to wash our hands coming out of the bathroom? Just pee on your hands.
Well, why does no one else do it then?
I don't know. He's Joe and Paul, Sean by the glass. We got garbage time next. Stay put.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
Last chance to dance, Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I have a couple of practice updates for the Houston Texans before their game on Saturday against the Los Angeles Chargers at NRG Stadium. First off, a practice tidbit. Per Landry Locker, at practice, which was outside today, everyone appears to be freezing except Joe Mixon, who is in shorts and short sleeves and looks quite comfortable. Bad sign?
Why are they practicing outside?
Got to be tough.
The game's indoors.
So, maybe they're going to pull a fast one and open the roof to get those L.A. softies from the West Coast who are, you know, probably pretty warm right now because of the Firenados. They're probably warm. What?
Probably very warm.
Probably pretty warm.
Very warm.
It's not a lot of... I'm just... Listen, we wish everybody there well. I'm just pointing out the fact it's probably warm in L.A. right now.
I'll probably leave the game if they open that roof. If I walk into NRG on Saturday and the roof's open, I'm out. See ya.
This is Bobby Slowick, who spoke today. Didn't say football is football, but... He says he doesn't believe in flipping the switch, but he does think the offense has shaped up an identity in the last few weeks. I hope that excludes Christmas. Bobby says the offense is extremely explosive. This is their identity. And they have playmakers that can take it 20-plus yards. Just got to clean up the in-between. You don't say. Clean up the in-between. All right, Bobby.
What has been cleaned up? Or
not a lot.
It's okay if they're just honest. If they're just like, yeah, things haven't been going well. Like we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out how to get better every single week. trying to use last week as an example of things being headed in the right direction makes me want to puke. It was Davis Mills for 95% of the game. He really broke his neck.
I'm very thankful he didn't break his neck. All right, guys. It's time. It's time for garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
You ready for Texas, Ohio State on Friday? Politicians are J.D. Vance in Ohio, now vice president, but Ohio senator. And get this, Ted Cruz of Texas have placed a friendly bet. Tuesday, Ted Cruz challenged vice president-elect J.D. Vance to a wager over Longhorns Buckeyes. Cruz proposed on X, the loser should bring beer and food from his home state and deliver it while wearing the winning team's jersey. Vance agreed with a touch of shade, saying, "All right, which Texas ice cream should I have Ted bring when the Buckeyes win?" I mean, it's obviously Blue Bell, right?
Definitely Blue Bell, yes.
I don't know if there's another alternative. I do like the Fontainebleau ice cream. You can get it at HEB. Shout out to them. No one wants Ted Cruz to bet on the Texas team or the Texas A&M team to win. And per the Houston Chronicle, fans are begging Ted Cruz to call off his bet with J.D. Vance in the Cotton Bowl on Friday.
I mean, he's it's only if he goes to the game, he's the curse. It's the curse. The betting curse is Mattress Mac. So, I think that Texas fans might be okay. I think you might be all right. Are you nervous because Ted Cruz is bad on the team?
No.
You're nervous about Ohio State's defense.
Yeah, I'm worried about the guys on the field. This does nothing for me. You know, I'm glad they're having their fun. J.D. Vance, shout out to you for choosing like the hardest thing to transport from Texas to Washington is like ice cream. Like, you could not have picked a more inconvenient thing.
Yeah, beer and ice cream, not great for traveling.
No, just two funny things that they just like threw out there.
Classic out of touch politicians, am I right?
But like, what does Ted Cruz get from Ohio?
I don't think we have to worry about
great question.
I don't think they even thought about what.
Yeah.
The Skyline Chili from Cincinnati?
Yeah, right? That's the only Ohio's cuisine I can think of.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I'm not even going to waste my time.
No, I'm not either. It sounds terrible already. I mean, Gen Z calls bad things Ohio now, so like, that's all you need to know.
They do?
Yep. Ted Cruz is a Princeton and Harvard grad. It would piss me off if he's making bets on behest of my alma mater or my favorite team.
I think J.D. Vance is like an actual Ohio State grad.
I think so.
I think that's – I've at least heard that before.
Hillbilly elegy.
And then Ted Cruz has been photographed at A&M games with doing the thumbs up.
Every game. He's been photographed all over.
J.D. Vance did go to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is stolen valor again by Ted Cruz. Stolen valor that nobody wants him to steal.
You should bet on the Ohio State-Princeton game.
This is fun. A Houston doctor has been suspended after testing positive for cocaine. Honestly, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more. Dr. Nathan Robert Stark tested positive for cocaine October 15th, according to the Texas Medical Board. And supposedly he was performing surgery while under the influence. You know, they work long hours. They work long hours, doctors do. I'm surprised there aren't more PEDs being used, like meth.
Yeah, if there's like a 10-hour, like a 10-hour surgery.
Yeah.
Just a little
Adderall? I mean, assuming he didn't screw things up, I don't hate this. I don't hate this.
I mean, based on my years of experience watching doctors' television shows, I'm assuming this means he screwed something else up and then got tested.
He is a urologist, so I don't know if he's actually snipping stuff.
Oh, ooh.
I would hope not. But there you go. Houston doctor tested positive for cocaine. Let our doctors do drugs, huh?
This is America.
You gotta stay awake. And on that note, guys, that's going to wrap up today's edition. Gallant and George, big thanks to Sean Mapes behind the glass. Big thanks to Joe George. Big thanks to our texters, YouTubers, Twitchers, and callers. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace.